Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Five, four, three, two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
Arctic Angel.
Another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All of this is the final bonus episode. This is the final episode that will air on the Kev on Stage Studios app. Henceforth, now, and forevermore. The main episodes will remain on my YouTube page, free and open to the public. The main episode audio is wherever you find podcast audios. The bonus will be only on Patreon, all right? And also coming to the stage will no longer be on the Kev on Stage Studios app. It'll only be on YouTube. And also, when we shoot Black People Don't Do Improv, if we go live, that live will only be shared with the app subscribers. All right. Separation of church and state. HEP. Separation of church and state. Separation of church and state. All right. With that, let's begin. We in white folks' business today. Okay. Just a little bit. Actually, before I say that, Ontario, California shows begin tonight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next week, Pittsburgh. Following week, Milwaukee. Following week, Oklahoma City. Pittsburgh and Milwaukee. Get it together, guys.
Wait, so you're in Ontario? So you don't leave this week?
Well, we leave like, it's San Bernardino County is pretty much like another state.
So y'all staying out there?
We're going on round two, just so if we leave around 5, we'll be in traffic for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. We are leaving at 2?
Round 2. Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you that.
Okay. Come, Josh.
No.
Yeah, but, I can't remember everything I'm supposed to tell people, man.
I just asked one thing yesterday, Kev.
Yeah, you're one person that asked one thing.
There's together for 5 hours, Kevin.
Asked one thing. Everybody's asking one thing.
This is why you need an assistant. Kevin, are you trying to close me up out of here? Don't you dare.
I'll bring it right back. I got the authority. What's up now? No, Kev. Nah.
Protect Black women.
I was trying to put her back in.
I brought her back every time, Angel. Let the record
speak. I already know. I could see it in his eyes. He was looking for how to kick me up out of there. You just wrong.
All right.
He's goddamn assistant, but let's talk about these white folk.
So Matthew Chandler, that's not his name. Matthew Perry is his name. He plays the character Chandler. He do not like Keanu Reeves. He got a book coming out. And also, boy, when people's books coming out, they going to say whatever they got to say to sell that book. And I'm going to fall for it every time. Every time. I didn't even know they knew each other like that, but apparently they do. Let me pull up the quote where Matthew the Perry said... Okay, so he got a memoir coming out called Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. And the article says, at 2 points in the memoir, Perry questions why Reeves is still alive when talented actors and original thinkers like River Phoenix and Chris Farley had tragic deaths. He writes, the list of geniuses who are ahead of their time is too long to detail here. Suffice to say, near the top of any such list should be my co-star in A Night of Life of Jimmy Reardon, River Phoenix. He continues, River is a beautiful man inside and out, too beautiful for this world. It turned out it always seems to be the really talented guys who go down. Why is it the original thinkers like River Phoenix and Heath Ledger died, but Keanu Reeves still walks among us? River was a better actor than me. I was funnier, but I certainly held my own in our scenes. No small feat when I look back decades later. And
he says it again like a paragraph down.
Okay, his disease had progressed. He continues, he's talking about Chris Farley now. His disease had progressed faster than mine. Plus, I had a healthy fear of the word heroin, a fear we did not share. I punched a hole through Jennifer Aniston's dressing room wall when I found out. Keanu Reeves walks among us. I had to promote almost Heroes 2 weeks after he died. I found myself publicly discussing his death from drugs and alcohol. I was high the entire time. So the only thing that was worse than River Phoenix and Chris Farley passing is Keanu Reeves
being
alive.
If you say that to me, say that about me twice in your book, you're going to have to see me.
You're going to have to see me.
You're not going to keep making these jokes. You're not that funny, nigga. You're not that funny to keep joking about the fact that I still walk the earth.
Man.
And as if these men died at the hands of someone else.
Or they if Keanu Reeves killed them.
They died at the hands of their own addiction, unfortunately. But you want to keep comparing their death to my existence? All right. You want to see me. It is what it is.
First of all, listen, I love Keanu Reeves. I'm not going to argue that he is our generation's Anthony Hopkins. Right? But I think Keanu Reeves' best skill is he knows who he is and who he ain't.
I like Keanu.
I like him. I'm just John saying.
Wick? Alone.
Keanu's best talent is he be like throughout that whole film. John he's Wick, the Matrix, Speed.
I was going to say, yeah. He's the same actor in every movie.
Yeah.
Even when he plays Keanu himself, movie. What does he play himself in?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures.
Is it that?
I love that movie.
There was another movie. He plays like an ex-boyfriend, but he plays like the super cool guy.
I don't remember. I feel Keanu in everything.
Mm.
Right?
I can't be that baseline. I have auditioned for roles where they're like deadpan, dry, and I'm like, why did I get this appointment? I would have to be asleep. And y'all just put the script on my face because that is about the only way I can do deadpan. I can't. My deadpan is always just don't move your lips. I'll be like, the line could be, I don't care. We can go anywhere. It's up to you. And I'd be like, I don't care. You can go anywhere. It's up to you. I can't. I can't do it.
Why aren't you moving your face? You're like, I was doing the deadpan.
It does not exist. It seems like an easy skill set. It's easy if it's easy for you. It is not easy for me.
Apparently, this is the movie where he played.
Yes. Always My Maybe. It's a good little rom-com. All right, moving
Never
on.
Never even heard of that movie before today.
It's all right.
I've seen Keanu in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, where he basically played a stoner. The Matrix films, Speed, Constantine, the John Wick movies. Yeah, that's it. And I think
go ahead.
A lot of actors are, I don't want to say there are a lot of actors are one note, but a lot of actors you cast for one thing. Vince Vaughn was doing that thing he does for a minute until he did that HBO movie that where the cops be investigating weird murders.
Oh, the one with Taraji?
No.
I didn't think so.
It's like two cops, and it was like they would switch out the cops. One time it was Mahershala Ali and Woody Harrelson. Another time it was he was in Hardball too.
True Detective.
True Detective. That's when Vince Vaughn switched. But before that, that monologue he does in The Breakup, he did something like that in like 12 movies straight.
Same with him and Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson too. Owen Wilson in this Marvel movie, he's just a muted version of Owen Wilson in other stuff. That's why it was so funny. Owen Wilson was in an action comedy one time. He was a pilot who had crash landed behind enemy lines. And when I tell you, I was like, I cannot do Owen Wilson like that. It's like watching John Krasinski in Tom Clancy. I'm like, Jim, look at the camera and do that. You ain't supposed to be shooting guns and chasing people.
He's golden finger, golden eye,
golden face.
I'm glad you said Jim, because I was like,
yeah, he's Jim, but Tom he's in Tom Clancy, and all I see is Jim. However, Steve Carell, he be doing all the stuff.
Yeah, he can.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Carell, the actor.
Well, you got to understand, like, he became big, big famous because of The Office. And that is far from who he is. He created a character. It wasn't like they hired Steve Carell, you have this type of personality, be in The Office. It was, he created Jim. He created this lovable, terrible boss that, like, so we follow that character. But he's a character actor. Y'all know that's my favorite. You no one can go toe to toe with me when it comes to if my character actors are better than the actors that they love so much, just because I get to see them in so many different ways. I don't knock folk that get hired.
Not a good actor. You think Jeffrey Wright is?
I didn't say that. I never said that.
Stop it.
I never said that.
You said you hate.
But what I am saying, no, I might have said that, but I did not say Denzel was a terrible actor. No, I do think that there is talent in both. In one, being able to stay true in your lane and just bringing whatever character was written to you instead of going to the character. I think that's beautiful, because if you're interesting enough, that's good enough for me. But when it comes to what I prefer, I do love a good like transformation. Keanu Reeves is not a transformation guy, but I'm not checking for Matthew Perry at all.
Listen, I would much rather watch Keanu Reeves than anything than Matthew Perry. And listen, I seen Keanu and John Wick. Keep on talking. He smashed a book in somebody's mouth and killed him with the book. I was like, wow, that was, I seen a lot of movies. I ain't seen nobody get killed by words before. He was like, hey, good grief, man.
He's good. He's a good action hero. He's a good action hero. We don't want a lot of emotions from action heroes. We want them to feel like nothing affects them, that nothing pisses them off. Getting shot in the hand is like, oh, well.
That's why Arnold Schwarzenegger was such a big action hero.
All of them. The Rock is great at it. Like, his characters don't get angry. As big as he is, he doesn't really get angry. He just gets even. That's what we want out of action characters. We don't really want to see them have a tantrum necessarily. When I think of Steven Seagal, not Steven Seagal, Jesus, that's not what I meant to say. Yes, but that's not Bruce Willis was who was in my head. And I was like, why am I saying Steven Seagal?
Sylvester Stallone?
All of them. Like, we only want to see them struggle just a little bit, but we don't want to see them be like big and expressive. Oh,
yeah. Somebody said Jason Statham. Absolutely.
Jason Statham is not even alive.
You never see him, or he just lives ducked off in whatever home country he lives, like on a farm, and just drives cars.
He has made the same movie at least 14 times.
Yes,
at least. Guy has a team. Guy has a cul-de-sac. I'll be the driver. Drive, chop throat, cute. I'd be like, dog. How many times can you make this movie? He literally is, when he's in Fast and the Furious, he is the transporter character in the Fast and the Furious. He has done nothing different.
Nothing.
But he's fighting The Rock.
If you would like to hear more of our bonus episodes, make sure to subscribe to our Patreon for the live aspect and the community that you're missing out on, or the Kev On Stage Studios app for just the straight bonus episodes. Boy, you're missing out with just this little stuff. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev On Stage. And that chick Angel.